Hi, everyone. Thank you for listening to my podcast. This is Adler, your host, The Relevant Christian here. Today's episode, I really want to talk about Romans 15, verse 4. It was verse of the day in my Bible YouVersion app. And I was just reminded of, you know, learning from other people's mistakes. Anyways, the verse says, "For whatever was written in early times was written for our instruction, so that through perseverance and encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope." And I'm reminded basically that, you know, we learn from the past. We learn from our past mistakes. We learn from other people's mistakes. And I've often heard as well, like, the wise man learns from other people's mistakes, you know. And I'm reminded that, you know, it's true that we can, that the things that happen in the Bible, it is to give us hope. It is to encourage us in the faith. And I know many a times I have gone through the Old Testament or gone even through the New Testament to see how someone reacted, you know. So it would give me hope to not only understand the scriptures, but also hope to know that my situation is just temporal. You know, my situation would not last forever. And that is basically what I believe the writer of Romans 15 was saying, is because whatever happened in the past, learn from the past, learn from our mistakes, learn from the mistakes of the prophets, you know, the kings, the King Davids, the Solomons, the Sauls, you know, learn from their mistake, the Abrahams, you know, the Moses, learn from their mistakes, so therefore we may live a more fruitful life towards our Heavenly Father, God. And that is basically what I believe what this verse is saying, that we are to use the examples, the lives of other people, to continue to live our life. As I dwell on this verse, Romans 15, verse 4, I am reminded of the many ways that, you know, we learn from other people's mistakes. We learn from what they did in the past. I'm reminded, like, business gurus, business coaches, you know, when they're selling their courses, they tell you that, you know, they've already made the mistake for you. They've already been through years of heartache and of learning. You know, and so therefore, if you buy their course, you in a way kind of skip that. You're learning from their mistakes. So therefore, that's one way that they try to get you to buy their courses, because if you learn from their way, you do not have to pay the cost. You know, you don't have to pay for the heartache that is to come. You don't have to pay for the ups and downs that is going on. We apply this verse in so many areas of our lives. You know, as I was saying earlier, in businesses, we want to learn what people did. You know, what did Steve Jobs do? How did he persevere? How did the KFC founder persevere? How did the McDonald's co-founders persevere? You know, there are some popular other podcasts out there that, you know, that only talks about the heartaches, what it took for the CEOs or the companies to get where they are today. And those things, when we listen to them, it encourages us. It gives us hope that, you know, we do have that we do have an ability to make it. We do have an avenue as well, because just like this person made it, just like they were, you know, 45 and starting a business, you know, we can do that as well. Or maybe they were 25 and they were highly successful. We can do that as well. And all those things are supposed to just encourage us, as the Bible says. And the verse once again says, Romans 15, for whatever was written in early times was written for our instruction, so that through perseverance and encouragement of the scripture, we might have hope. And we apply it to the secular world as basically, you know what, learn from me. Like, let's just say we're going through an issue in our marriage. Then therefore, you know, we would go to the couple that have wisdom, to the men and women that has gone through what we're going through. You know, nothing is new under the sun, as the Bible also says. Whatever we've gone through, somebody else has gone through it. So therefore, we just need to be patient and learn from the past, learn from the past mistake of others. And the ultimate teacher, you know, is in person to guide us is really God himself. You know, he knows what would happen if we took the A route or if we took the B route. He is the only person that is capable of understanding that and knowing what the outcome would be. But at the same time, he also says, don't turn to the left or to the right. But, you know, we are supposed to be dependent upon him. But at the same time, you know, as the verse tells us, we are to learn from others' mistakes. We are to learn from what they did and see, okay, well, that's probably not going to work. We are to learn and seek the wisdom of others, you know, just like mentors, that they have wisdom that we need. They have wisdom to guide us in whatever it is, in whatever situation that we're going through, rather it be in marriage, in school, in business, rather we're facing homelessness, rather we're facing divorce, or rather we're facing a business that that is going bust. You know, as we're in COVID season, you know, and a lot of people, you know, were laid off. And, you know, we just have to see, okay, well, what is the purpose of this that's going on? What is, how can we get through this? And the truth is, it's, like I said, it's nothing new under the sun. You know, if you talk about the past pandemics that have taken place, I mean, a lot of people have passed away a lot more than they did during this COVID-19. So therefore, we can make it through anything. We can make it and we will make it. In Jesus' name, of course. So therefore, I thank you for listening. I just really wanted to share my thought on this verse because it's been in my heart since this morning. And as I was dwelling on it, I just really wanted to focus and meditate on what this verse is saying. So once again, thank you for listening. This is Adler with The Relevant Christian. Deuces.